is 422 on the Mike McFeely Show on the Mighty 790 KFGO on this very getting to be spring-like afternoon. Currently 33 degrees according to my thermometer in studio, and that means that when that starts to happen, when the days start to get longer, it means it's time for the Red River Valley Sportsman Show, and it's happening beginning today, beginning tonight, and going through Sunday at the Fargo Dome. Is one of my favorite weekends because I get to bring my daughter Emma to the Dome, and we get to spend a day together just walking around looking at stuff and wish that we could have a big RV to explore this country. But somebody who is involved often with the Red River Valley Sportsman Show is a gentleman named Steve Carney. He is on WCCO radio in the Twin Cities. He writes a very popular column for Minnesota Outdoor News. He owns a guiding service. He is on TV in Sioux Falls, at least recently. He was doing some morning show stuff. He's a very popular guy around the Twin Cities when it comes to the outdoors, and we're lucky enough to have him in studio with us at KFGO. Hello, Steve Carney. Good to see you again. How you doing?
Hey, been a long time, Mike. A whole year.
It's been a year since I've seen you. We need to stop that. We need to get together and fish in the summertime sometime.
Spies tell me what you're up to, so I know when you're out there with your logoed boat, and you know, I know what you're doing.
It's called Facebook. I think I put a lot of stuff on the Facebook. So how has your winter been going? Have you had a chance to get out and do some fishing and get out and about in Minnesota and catch some fish?
I have been guiding on the ice since about the second week of December, and it has been an absolutely fantastic fishing season and probably the most horrendous weather, snow, fronty winter I have ever experienced. How's that for an answer?
I like the word fronty particularly. That's very grammatically correct. I like that.
Clipper after clipper. I was on Lake of the Woods 10 days ago. It was 25 below during the day, 35 below at night. And you know, this winter has been so bad that I am so used to it, I don't even notice it anymore. I just put on my heavy-duty stuff, and I go out, and it's just another crummy day.
So shouldn't that type of weather mean that fishing should be not very good? If you have front after front after front after front after clipper, I would think that fishing wouldn't be very good. But I'm hearing from my friends who fish a lot more than I do that it's been pretty good at Devil's Lake and Lake of the Woods and around here in some of these sloughs out by Valley City. It's been a good winter.
Sometimes, you know, you just can't explain it. They don't seem to be as affected by fronts and weather systems in the winter as they do in the summer. And I've been blessed to be able to move around a lot. I've been on the border lakes. I've been up in Winnie. In fact, I'm leaving to guide a group up in Winnie here on Saturday right after the sports show. And I guess I've been in so many different places at so many different times. I've just kind of timed the bite well and put up with the weather. And I'm just astonished. I can't explain why the fishing has been so good. And I'm talking panfish, crappies, bluegills, walleyes, no matter where I go. It's been unbelievable.
You know, a lot of my friends are guides at Devil's Lake. They'll focus on a specific lake, and they do a great job of learning every rock and every stump in the lake. You're a guy, though, based out of the Twin Cities or that area, the metro area. You fish on dozens of lakes. You got in all kinds of lakes. And I think that even you might get out to South Dakota, out to some of those glacial lakes in the northeast corner of the state. I mean, you must know a lot of lakes, Steve. You must have a lot of information.
Goodness. Well, I'm old, Mike, and it's taken me, you know, 35, 40 years to finally figure this out. And the good news is I've got the wisdom. The bad news is I'm 60. So
are you that old?
I'm 60.
Oh, you don't look 60 at all.
Thank you.
No, seriously, you look like you're like 59.
You're
very
kind.
Most, yeah.
You're very kind. But because, you know, when you get to be my age, you've learned a lot. You've been around a lot. And my season starts actually right now in the Missouri River in South Dakota. And I do my guiding out there at the beginning of the year. Then I move to the border lakes, Sisseton area, Watertown, all the glacial lakes. And I move a little bit more east. And I'm over by Wilmer and Alexandria. Then I'm up by Lake of the Woods and Bowstring and some of my favorite places up there, as well as the metro. So I guess I've kind of learned how to start west and work east at what particular time of year, what lakes to be on at certain times. And, you know, I've made a lot of mistakes along the way, but I've also filed some incredible stuff in the Rolodex in my head on where to be and when. And that's kind of what fishing's all about.
But you're fishing so many different types of bodies of water. You're fishing a river out in South Dakota. You're fishing reservoirs. You're fishing prairie lakes that are maybe 15 feet deep at the most in some cases. You're fishing Lake of the Woods. You're fishing Minnesota Prairie Lakes. You're fishing Minnesota Northland Lake. You're all over the place. I mean, that's incredible.
I have to be. You know, I guide people from all over the world. A lot of people, ball players and VIPs and presidents of companies. A lot of them don't speak English. A lot of them don't fish. So it's my job to put them in the boat for 4 or 5 hours and teach them how to fish. And actually, the toughest part is in the metro area with, you know, the lakes in Hennepin County, Ramsey County, Sherburne, Wright County, those inner core city lakes are really tough. They've been burned, they've been exploited, and that is the very difficult, the most frustrating part of my fishing and hunting career is in that core area really? Of the metro. It's really ticks me off.
But there's still, and I only got 10 seconds left, there's still good fishing even in a metropolitan area of 4 million people, isn't there, or not?
No, we could do a whole segment on that one.
Okay, well, I need to take a break. Steve Carney with us. He is with Outdoor News. Welcome back to the Mike McFeely Show on the Mighty 790 KFGO on this Thursday afternoon in March. Do we have a final score yet, Pinto, from the Class B basketball game that was going on?
Not yet. 53-51 at last check with about 6 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Linton HMB upsetting my Tornadoes. I'm going to call them Tornadoes.
Now you're going to adopt a team that is your rival in high school.
Why not?
Because you're easy that way. Steve Carney, he is our guest in studio here on the Mike McFeely Show. He will be at the Red River Valley Sportsman Show. He is a fishing guide extraordinaire. He is a radio host on WCCO. 830 out of the Twin Cities, and he writes for Minnesota Outdoor News. If people want to listen to your program or listen to your reports on WCCO, Steve, how can they do that?
You can listen online on 135 on Saturday afternoons. We kind of do our thing, and we're catching a lot of people traveling. We're catching people going to their cabins, dragging a boat, going fishing. It's a really good time to kind of catch people being mobile, and it's worked out for us.
Good. So you give reports from lakes, and you give reports from wherever. We were just talking in the previous segment about how you're everywhere in the upper Midwest fishing, so I assume you do that on your radio program, too.
Yeah, that's the fun part. You never know where I'm going to be showing up at, and kind of the fun is the diversity of different areas of the Dakotas and Wisconsin, Minnesota, and kind of talk about what I've been doing that week and, you know, the lakes I'm on and, you know, kind of a fishing, hunting report. This is what I've been up to kind of thing. So it's always changing.
What's the, you know, we talked about how you fish so many different bodies of water in so many different areas and different body types. Is there a consistent theme when it comes to catching walleyes, for example? Let's use that because everybody wants to catch walleyes. Is there one consistent thing that you can transplant from body of water to body of water that's going to help your average Joe out there listening to KFGO right now?
Boy, that's a good question, Mike. I would say more than anything else, use your electronics to find fish before you actually drop the line over. And that's taken me a long time to learn. Back in the day when I started out, if I found a nice break or a rock pile, I fished that spot because it looked kind of cool and sexy. There's fish here. There's got to be fish here. So I wasted a lot of time doing that. And now over the years, I've just got to the point I will actually use my electronics and I will scan a lake for maybe 45 minutes before I start fishing.
Really?
And, you know, you're impatient. You want to fish. And if I'm with clients, you know, they're tapping their feet. They want to fish.
Yeah.
But no. I do a lot of looking first. I look at weed lines. I look at deep water, shallow water, and kind of assess what's going on, what the wind's doing, what the weather's been the last couple of days. Thinking about baits, thinking about shallow, thinking about deep. And then once I kind of formulate a game plan, I start fishing. But it takes me half hour, 45 minutes till I feel, okay, this is what we're going to do.
You are about 1% of all anglers doing that, I'm guessing, because I'm the guy you just described. I get my boat in the water and I'm going, I want to fish, man. There's a point. I'm gonna go fish off that point. Yep. I don't know if there's a fish there. I have no idea, but I'm going to fish it 'cause it looks good to my eye.
Yeah, you know, I'm on so many lakes, probably 70 lakes, 80 lakes, I'd say, in a season. And for me, I'm getting back on a lake I haven't been on for a long time. So I do have other spots that I fished before that I can go to, but fishing memories doesn't always work either. But I think scanning, you know, what you're doing is very important. Looking for bait fish, looking for weed edges, all that is just kind of, you know, I got to get a feel for what I'm doing first, and then I get on it.
You said fishing memories isn't productive, and that's one thing that Gary Roach told me many, many years ago when I had the opportunity to fish with Mr. Roach. He said, don't if you caught fish here last week, that doesn't mean there's going to be fish here this week. So don't waste your time fishing memories. But let me ask you this. As somebody who fishes a lot of the same lakes at the same time of the year, like you talked about before, Steve, are there spots where you're pretty darn sure there's going to be fish at a certain time of the year?
No.
Really? Okay, that's surprised. That answer surprises me.
No, you know, we're going through so many changes in the quality of our water. Milfoil issues, invasive species has changed a lot of lakes that I fish. Water depth, high water, low water, things change so much. Fluctuation with bait fish populations, high, they're low. I really can't say that. And I will fish an old spot, a memory spot, maybe for 5 or 6, 7 minutes, and I'm out of there. And, you know, I never anchor. I haven't anchored in 25 years, and I am not a believer in sitting on a spot. I am Mr. Mobile, go, go, go. Even if I catch 2 fish on a spot, I move because I want more. I want better than that.
You're the ADD fisherman then. You're the guy that just can't sit still. And I'm going to take a wild guess here. You don't like slip bobber fishing for walleyes in the spring, do you?
I don't have a bobber in my boat.
Really?
No. No, and you know, I get people up from all over the world that go, I want a bobber fish, and that's how they fish. And I go, I don't have a bobber in the boat, sorry. No, it's that's not my bag. I move a lot, and I change lakes a lot, believe it or not. If I have a typical group in the morning, I'll change lakes. I give my lake an hour or two, whatever that choice may be. I trailer, I'm gone. I'm on the next lake. So I'm always planning ahead for the worst case scenario.
Well, yeah, you have to. It's absolutely.
Because weather changes everything. And again, it's more classical towards the city lakes, the metro lakes in Minneapolis, St. Paul, that are affected by too much fishing pressure. Milfoil has changed completely everything in terms of fishing and location and where the fish are compared to what they used to be. So I have to adapt to the conditions, to the people. That's why I road trip very frequently. I'll do a 3-hour run to Leech Lake the same day. I'll leave at 3 a.m, on the water at 6, done at noon, home by 3. I do that because I go to quality fishing instead of waiting for quality fishing to come to me.
The reason you're in Fargo is you're going to be giving some seminars at the Red River Valley Sportsman Show beginning tonight, if I'm not mistaken, right? Tonight at?
The show starts tonight at 5 o'clock. I'm doing a bow hunting seminar at 6:30 tonight.
And so are you going to be doing all your seminars are going to be bow hunting, or are you going to mix it up with hunting and fishing?
It's going to be a little of everything, probably mostly bow hunting. I'm going to be doing it tomorrow as well on Friday at 1:30 and 5:30. Bow hunting is a passion that is even beyond fishing. As much as I love to fish, and that's my livelihood and my life, I'm a unbelievable lover of bow hunting. It's my passion. I love to be alone. I'm tired of, you know, people in my boat all year and holding hands. And when the fall comes, it's my time. And I bow hunt pretty much every night of the season, which is about 110, 120 nights on stand.
Wow.
Because I love it. I can still get up and hang a portable tree. I can still drag a deer. My wife still loves me. And
that's
I do
my next question. What does your wife think about this hobby and this passion of yours?
She doesn't get it. She is an elementary school teacher.
But she allows you to do it.
Yeah, but kind of under duress. We've been married 37 years, and she does not understand my passion for the outdoors. She allows it. She doesn't really understand it, but I don't want her in my boat, and I don't think she wants me in her classroom.
Sure.
So it's one of those marriages that we have to work at very hard.
Yeah.
But we've been married a long time. We love each other. But no, I don't think she'll ever quite get it.
Okay.
That's the way it is.
So where's your favorite spot to bow hunt? Do you have your spots around the Twin Cities that you hunt, or do you drive 3 hours for that too?
I'm all over the place. I have stands out in the Minnesota River Valley on the South Dakota-Minnesota border, up by Princeton, up in Wisconsin, in the metro area, Houston, Minnesota. I have about 40 portable tree stands that I hang in the summer in between fishing gigs, so all my little portables are set up. Everything's done. So when the season hits in the beginning of September, I play musical portable tree stands, and I go according to the weather, and that's my time, man. That is my time.
Good for you. So one more time, let people know, when can they hear you speak at the Sportsman Show?
It's going to be tonight at 6:30, and then tomorrow on Friday at 1:30 and 5:30, and we'll probably start with bow hunting, and who knows where we're going to end up, but I tell you, there's a brotherhood out there of bow hunters. There is It's hard to explain. It's
very,
kind
very
of,
passionate group of people.
It's kind
if
of
you
a
do
cult.
It, you kind of love it. Yep.
It's kind of worse than musky guys. Once you learn the sport and you get proficient, it takes hold of you, and you never gun hunt again, and it is an incredible part of your life.
Cool. Thank you, Steve. Thanks for stopping by. Good to see you.
Great to see you again, Mike.
You bet. Steve Carney, WCCO, Minnesota Outdoor News, and a fishing guide. What do you have?